When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Let us labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. On the margin of the river, washing up its silver spray, we will talk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide a robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. At the smiling of the river, mirror of the Savior's face, saints whom death will never sever, lift their songs and saving grace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river, soon our pilgrimage will cease, soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Some that morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to my home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars has flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Oh, how glad and happy when we meet, I'll fly away. No more cold iron shackles on my feet, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to my home where joys will never end. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away in the morning. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. My God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thine hands have made, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever
I would like to welcome all of you. If you are not a member of the family of Mary Catherine Wood, I want to thank you for being here, for being a blessing by your presence. And you know, whatever the reason for being here, I would like to welcome you on behalf of those who loved her. And may they be comforted by your presence. We have been together before, only 3 months ago, when she lost her husband, Jim. And just a short time has gone by. And we will talk a little more about that, but there's been ups and downs. And I just wanted to share with you, you know, I just came from a visit to my mother in Norway. I just arrived back home late Wednesday night. She lost her husband 4 years ago, and it was hard. There is a reason why I'm sharing this. You know, she has a walker, where she walks wherever she goes. She has a walker. Sometimes she dares to venture out on her own to the chagrin of her children. But my dad's name was Fritjof, Norwegian name, and she has a good sense of humor, so she refers to her walker as Fritjof, and he goes with her wherever she goes. And when she goes on her own, I said, "Remember Fritjof." Well, you know, she was close, they were close, Jim and Mary close, but at the same time, She was also close to Jesus. And that is our comfort, that she wanted to follow him. And so we're thankful for that as we are beginning here this morning. And let us pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, you are our Creator. You give our give us life. You preserve our lives. Mary is no longer with us, but I pray that you will fill her loved ones, that you will fill her family with a sense of your comfort, with your peace this morning. Let us experience your presence in a very special way. And help us, Lord, at a time of grief, to lift our eyes up and look beyond the horizon into the future, and to find comfort in the certain hope of Mary's resurrection at the second coming of Christ, and the reunion that will then take place between her and those that place their trust in you, who love her. Give us a clear sense of your presence, Lord, and in spite of the sorrow and grief that is here this morning, give us a little foretaste of what is to come for those who place their trust in you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I would like to share with you the obituary that was in the paper. Mary Catherine Wood, age 82, passed away May 7, 2017. Catherine was a loving wife, a mother, grandmother, and a friend. She was a homemaker and a longtime Haysville resident with her husband of 64 years, Jim. Mary is survived by her children, Dennis, who is not with us here today, and Donna and her husband, Dennis Zelinski, and Brenda and her husband, Carl Christensen. Her 8 grandchildren, Elizabeth Wood, Justin Zelinski and his wife, Carly. Correct me if I'm wrong about any of this, please. Greg Zelinski and Brian Zelinski. And Melissa and her husband, Aaron Julius. And Mark and his wife, Sarah Christensen. And then there are 9 great-grandchildren and also some siblings that are still alive. Viola Lee, Marie Clark, and how do you spell that? Rowd Kincaid. Now, she's preceded in death by her parents, Luther and Hattie Kincaid, her husband Jim Wood 3 months ago, and her granddaughter Louisa Wood, and then 10 siblings. Now, I would like to share with you the memories and thoughts of Mama that was prepared by her daughters Donna and Brenda. And it says, Mama was the youngest daughter of 14 children, born on Christmas Day in 1934 to Luther Butch and Hattie Kincaid in Hanna, Oklahoma. So they were Okies. Okay. She had beautiful red hair and freckles. She grew up on the farm, worked hard in the fields, and sometimes picked cotton. She was raised in a Christian home and learned to know the Lord. She walked a long distance to church. She was a loving and devoted daughter to her mama and papa. She met our father, Jim Wood, when he was working in a gas station in Holdenville, Oklahoma. She pulled in to get gas and he pumped it for her. She thought he was so handsome and he thought she was so lovely with her red hair. And they dated 3 months and then married on December 13, 1952, right before her 18th birthday. Wow, you know, I'll never get over that story. How they met at the gas station. Those days are over. They just don't fill gas for you anymore. They had us three kids, our brother Dennis first, followed by Donna, and then Brenda. Mama was a kind, patient, and loving mother. She never yelled at us, but Donna remembers getting the switch a few times. Brenda knew better. Mama was a homemaker, and she made home a home. She always had a hot meal for us before school, and when we got home. She was a good cook. Mama raised us to love God. She taught us how to pray. Every Sunday, we watched the TV preachers. We said our prayers each night with Mama before going to bed, even into the teenage years. She took us to swim lessons. She wanted to make sure we could swim because she couldn't swim. She never learned. As a family, we fished, camped, and went boating. Even though Mama couldn't put her head underwater, she didn't let that stop her from getting in. She took us to... I don't want to have a deja vu all over again. I was going to read the same sentence again. Mama loved animals and passed that love down to us. We found an injured pigeon that we named Oscar. We kept him in a cage that Daddy built. And Mama nursed Oscar back to health. One day after he got well, Donna let it loose and Mama cried. Mama was always there when we had trouble at school, needed help with something, or just needed someone to talk to. Now, it doesn't say that here, but when you had trouble at school, was that part of the switch thing? Okay. Mama never fussed with Daddy except in old age. They were devoted to one another. Mama had many health issues, one which was eventually diagnosed as bipolar disorder. Back then, they had a different name for it, manic depression. We will always wonder what caused this to happen to Mama. This condition posed many challenges for our family, but despite all the hardships, Mama never stopped loving us, or we her. We always managed to forgive her when she did or said things that we knew were beyond her control because of this disorder. That's what Christ would have us to do. Daddy then became Mama's caregiver. But in 2009, when his health declined due to stroke and then a seizure, they could no longer live by themselves. They lived for a short time with Brenda until her injury in a car accident, and then moved on to assisted living and then long-term care, which was hard on them, but God had a plan. At these facilities, Mama stood strong for Jesus and also gave the workers a hard time, making sure that things were done right. Eventually, she became Daddy's caregiver in a way, always looking out for him the best she could by alerting staff to his needs. Mama never gave up hope that our brother Dennis, who had separated himself from our family so many years ago, would come home someday. And that was not to be. When Daddy passed away, about 3 months ago, a part of Mama died too. She longed to be with him. She was ready to go when God called her home. We're so thankful she's no longer suffering and is now with the Lord and Daddy, Donna writes. We will always love Mama and are looking forward to that day when we will be again with our parents and our brother in heaven with Jesus. And then it says in Revelation 21:4, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Amen. That is a beautiful, beautiful promise that she believed and that I know Donna and Brenda believe. And I pray that each one of us will believe. I had a few meetings with Donna, with Mary. And I asked her point blank more than once whether she was right with Jesus. And she said she was. She had faith in him as her Lord and her Savior. She had a very clear mind. And I realized as soon as I saw her that she loved Jesus. And there's a song we're going to be singing now as a group, as a congregation. You will actually be participating. It's song number 190 in the hymnal you find in front of you. And you know the song, Jesus Loves Me. A song that she loved and that expresses what she knew. Jesus loved her and she loved Jesus. And so we're going to be singing that song right now together. And I hope you will just join me because I'm not a soloist. So I will just guide you. And if I stop then and you don't sing, it will be just pure silence. So let's sing. Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the truth is me so, little ones to him below, they are weak of the soul. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
Now, I know there are two more verses, and you may not know these verses, but we're going to sing those as well.
Jesus loves me, he who died, he was paid to open wide. He will wash away my sins with his little child me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
There's a single sentence in one of the Psalms of David that is on my mind this morning. It's from Psalm 30 and verse 5, and it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Now, these past weeks have been a time of weeping for you. In fact, the past few months have been a time of a roller coaster kind of experience because your mama, your loved one, has had up and down experience where you thought she would be gone and then she came back home again. So your mom and your dad, your grandma and grandpa, your great-grandma, great-grandpa, your loved ones, Jim and Mary Catherine Wood. They both passed away in short order. And it's been years of ups and downs, years of uncertainty regarding their survival. It's like you experienced an ongoing emotional roller coaster for many years. You were emotionally exhausted. Many tears have been shed. How should we respond to this time of weeping? And that's where Psalm 30, verse 5 provides such a wonderful insight into God's perspective. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. It's clear from this sentence that we need to give ourselves permission to weep. Give ourselves permission to grieve. There is a time for every purpose under heaven, and that includes a time to weep. And many of you have wept because you have lost someone precious to you. And it's not easy to say goodbye. I'm convinced that we can learn some precious insights from the words of the psalmist David in this particular verse I was referring to. Weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And this sentence suggests that we do need to give ourselves permission to weep. Unfortunately, some of us have grown up in families where weeping was looked upon as a sign of weakness. If someone was weeping, they were told to grow up or to pull themselves together. But that's an unhealthy response from people who don't know how to grieve. The Word of God instructs us that there is a time to grieve, and it's not really talking about just a little sniffle. Because the word that was used there in the original language is a word that implies wailing and moaning and shedding of tears. Did you know that Jesus gave himself permission to weep? When his friend Lazarus died, Jesus noticed the anguish of Lazarus' two sisters, Mary and Martha. And it says that Jesus wept. Now, this is from John 11:35, the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. If you're going to start memorizing scripture, that's a good place to start. Jesus wept. Two words. And the word used here also indicates that Jesus shed tears. He made his way to Lazarus' tomb, past all the people that had gathered, while tears were streaming from his face. I don't think he was weeping for Lazarus, because he already knew that he was going to be raising him back up to life. He was weeping for Mary and Martha, who were experiencing such an anguish. And we can learn from the life of Jesus that there is a time of weeping, not just for the immediate family, but for the rest of us. When we have empathy, the kind of God-given trait that Jesus exemplified. We need to give ourselves permission to weep. Now, it's true that the Apostle Paul says that Christians do not grieve the way people that don't have hope grieve. But we still need to grieve. A second insight that we can learn from this verse that I refer to is that weeping may endure for a night. And for some, that night is longer than for others. Donna told me yesterday that your mother appeared to have 9 lives. Because for years and years, she just kept coming back on the brink of death, over and over again, to the point that when she finally did die, Brenda, you just didn't think the time had come, because it has happened so many times before. And You know, each of those times you went through, well, those were times of both sadness and joy. You went through grief so many times, and yet also joy, both trauma and relief. So it's been a long journey. The night has been coming on for a long time, and now it's here. And some of you will grieve, some will grieve longer than others. Especially is that the case where there are unresolved issues and regrets involved. But there's good news. You know, again, some of you may be grieving for a much shorter time because you have had so much grief going on already. And you're thankful that she did not have to go through more pain at the end. You know, a couple of days ago on Wednesday morning, I was had flown back from Norway, Europe, to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and then I was waiting overnight to come home, staying in a hotel overnight, and I stepped out of my hotel room, and little did I know that somebody had been painting the floor, and fresh paint, and there was a little warning sign that looked like there was wet floor, so I ended up with my feet in the air and my back on concrete. Thankfully, I fell using a judo maneuver, so I'm hurting more in my arms. But my head could have cracked open. I could have been dead right there and then. We don't know how quickly things can happen. And for some people, it happens very quickly. And when it happens quickly, often the grieving takes longer for the family. But you were able to spend some time again and again seeing her come back. But again, as I said, for some of you, it will take longer than others. But there's good news. The third insight from David's psalm is that joy comes in the morning. The night of weeping will not last forever for those who places their trust in Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord. Joy will surely come in the morning. Consider the experience of the prophet Jeremiah. He was called the weeping prophet for a reason. He was always sad because of what was happening to his people, to Israel. And so he was weeping because of the suffering and the evil that he witnessed. But here is what he wrote. He wrote, "Through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul, therefore I hope in him." So he knew that even though weeping might endure for a night, that joy would surely come in the morning. He believed the word of God, the words that the Lord gave to him when he said, "I know," this is God speaking to Jeremiah and to us, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." That's God's aspirations. That's his passion. That's his hope for each one of us. Weeping may endure for a night, but there is good news. For the child of God, if you take him at his word and give your life over to him, there will be a new morning, a new beginning. As there now is a time to weep, there will be a time to laugh. Joy comes in the morning. On that day, on the day of resurrection, on the day when the Bible talks about those who are in the grave will hear his voice, they will hear the voice of Christ, then Mary Catherine Wood will look for her husband, and she will look for each one of you. Now, Jesus spoke of that great morning that is coming when his children, when the children of God, will all be filled with joy. Listen to his words in John 6, verses 39 and 40, where he says, "This is the will of the Father who sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day." He's talking about people. And this is the will of him who sent me, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And what a day that will be. The Word of God tells us that the Lord himself, this is 2 Timothy, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first, and then those who are alive, we who are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Together we'll meet in the air and meet the Lord. And thus we shall always be with the Lord, it says. Therefore comfort one another with these words. So yes, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And what a morning that will be for those who place their trust in Jesus Christ, the Savior and Lord. Death will be no more. Sickness will be no more. Sadness will be no more. Crying will be no more. Pain will be no more. God will wipe away every tear from our eyes, the Bible says. And on that great day, our night of weeping will just seem like a fleeting moment. As we stand on the threshold of eternity, there will be an unspeakable joy. As I mentioned in your father's funeral, it will be like a shout of joy. That's the expression used, a jump for joy. But until that day, may each one of us who are grieving here today, may we find comfort in the words of the psalmist David. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. At this time, we will be listening to another song, Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace. It's all by God's grace that we can have this hope.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Twas grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less. best days to sing God's praise. And when we first begun,
at this time, you will be getting an opportunity to share your memories, your experiences. There's healing in hearing the different perspectives, the experiences that you had. So I'm going to open it up for someone to share a thought or an experience. Yes, please.
God has numbered our days, and he knows what's best and when it's best. And so we can take joy in just the time that we have with them. The other thing that means so much to me, and I used to love to hear Mr. Jim tell the story about how they met. It was just always a blessing to hear him share about when they first met. But when I think about the fact that they were married for 64 years after only knowing each other for 3 months, I marvel at that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they give a whole new depth of understanding of the marriage vows, for better or for worse, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. They live that. And I think that if we as younger people could tap in more closely to older people, what they had back then, they gave them that stick-to-itiveness and that perseverance, we would see just a well of difference in marriages, families, and homes today. And so I just really praise God for them, that example in their life.
Amazing thing is, as a pastors these days, supposedly responsible pastors, they wouldn't marry anyone without premarital counseling. And yet, it's not just about that. It's about the mind, the heart, the decision. And so, yeah, praise God for that. Well, any others that would like to share a few words? Yes, Brenda.
I just want to let everyone know that Mama loved everyone she met, even though it might have, sometimes we all say things that we don't really take to heart or mean, but she loved everyone. And she wanted good for everyone. She wanted everyone to love the Lord. And that was her mission here, and she fulfilled it.
Amen.
Yeah. I countered a privilege that for several years I was able to be, Jim and Mary's physician. And I always enjoyed going to see them. And I think one of the most important things that I take away from them was it was very evident how much, Brenda, you say she loved everyone. She had a special love for her family, for her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. You could see that.
Yeah, I just want to say, too, how much I appreciated your mom. Just getting to see her, it was a blessing for me after losing my own mother many years ago. it was a long time before I could even go to a nursing home or a place, because it reminded me too much of my own experience and losing my mom. But when I could go and see your mom, it was always such a blessing, and she always lifted my spirit. And I just really appreciated her. And I thank the Lord for the blessing that she has bestowed on your family, all of you, through the years, and how their influence is seen in your lives today. It's such a blessing.
So. Anyone else?
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Crystal, and I'm from Reed's Cove Health and Rehab, and we had the opportunity to care for Mary and Jim. I just want to thank you, Brenda and Donna, for allowing us to share with you and your parents. There were some good days and some bad days with Mary, and on those bad days, I would remind her, and we would remind each other that God loves us and that we love Him. And we just thank you for sharing your parents with us. We love them and we'll miss them. Thank you.
You want to say something?
My name is Hayden, and then I'm going to go to school, and then I'm going to sleep at night, and then go to Kansas, and then Ellie's going to be here.
Very good. See, that's the perspective. You know, life does go on, but you have precious memories.
I've been knowing Brenda for a long time, and we studied together and we prayed together, and I remember meeting Brenda's mother in the parking lot. And you know, it doesn't take long to know a person. I mean, I felt that when I was talking to Brenda's mother, I just felt the love that she had for people. And I just fell in love with her. And it was such a privilege just to know that I met her and talked to her, and she's such a wonderful lady. And Brenda is also a wonderful daughter. So I just I would continue praying for her and her family, and God would bless, and we will continue praying for her and her family as well.
Anyone else that want to share memory or what you're planning to do?
I'm planning to finally try that fried flour taco at Felipe's. That is her favorite food. How many times have we taken her to Felipe's, Mom, for that taco? And every time she'd tell me, you have to try this taco, Melissa. You have to eat it. And so now I will go. I will break my pattern, and I will eat that taco. Regretful. And then I will follow it up with a strawberry milkshake, because that's what she would have done too. So...
Well, thank you for sharing, everyone. If there's any more, let me know right now. If not, we're going to be singing another song. Or we're not going to be singing, we're going to be listening to a song, The Old Rugged Cross.
leather's not very nice to my guitar. So I apologize for it. Mary was always giving me good compliments. I said, if I ever feel bad about myself, I'm going to come visit you. She was so sweet. I said, what do you want to hear? She said, I like all your songs. I said, well, they're not my songs. I said, they're old songs. She said, they're good old songs. So here's another good old song. And sing along if you know it, The Old Rugged Cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. How I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true, its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
We're thankful, Father, that in the midst of sorrow and grief, that you give us precious promises that we don't have to say goodbye, but see you later. We're thankful for Jesus Christ, the path to eternal life. thankful that you have given each one of us an option to take or leave in terms of being saved. Thankful that you're willing to be Lord of our lives and prepare us for the time when all those who will be in your eternal kingdom will be reunified. Oh, Father, I just pray that each one here that are grieving today will find comfort, that your Spirit will comfort them, and that they will recognize that, yes, there may be a night of grief, but the joy comes in the morning. Help each one of us to take hold of your promises, to take you at your word, and to look forward to the day when we will see our loved ones again. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home, tell all my friends I'm coming too. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. I'm sometimes up and sometimes down. Coming for to carry me home. But still my soul is heavenward bound. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Thank you. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, cumbered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? In his arms he'll take and shield thee. Thou wilt find a solace there.